Some black-owned retailers in Philadelphia say they're noticing customers aren't spending as freely as last year. WHYY News' business reporter Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza talked with some business owners at this week's National Black Business Month Expo who are doing everything they can to survive.
Healing crystal candle maker Sierra Moreno says the cost for shipping and wax has doubled in the past 3 years.
So now I'm trying to find like more local places to get so I'm not paying extreme shipping because glasses are heavy.
Handmade is more expensive, so she turned to classes and wholesale. African clothing retailer Rosetta Bernasco says customers want her designs, but when they go online, they can't find her.
And unfortunately, a lot of the knockoff Chinese stuff, that's what it is. It's a thinner and a glossy fabric that doesn't hold well when you wash. But true West African wax prints live 20, 30 years and don't fade.
So she does custom orders from her stores in Ballykinwood and Christiana in Delaware instead. Kristen Mosbrucker-Garza, WHYY News.